Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Right on the money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
It's 21 days until tax day. Yikes. My taxes are done. I just have to write the check. Bummer. But before we get to April 15th, we want to get with our favorite CPA in all of Utah and talk about the most overlooked tax breaks so we can save you some extra money. And it's just, it's not all about that standard deduction. I think sometimes you just automatically assume, oh, I'll just take the standard deduction and that's good enough. But you might be missing some tax breaks.
This is the latest I've ever done my taxes.
I know. That's why I rubbed it in earlier.
I do. I felt it. I felt the little twist of the knife there, Deb. But yeah, I usually get them done so quickly. I've just been a little lazy. Quite honestly, that's all it is. It's just lazy. Now, I've always taken the standard deduction, but my kids are growing up. They are leaving me. So now all of a sudden I've got to kind of reassess and start looking at tax breaks a little bit differently because it's not quite the slam dunk as it used to be.
So do your kids? They do too.
Yeah.
A couple of your kids are in school. There might be some deductions that they can take for their student loan interest if they have a student loan. If they don't, then that's, you know, not an issue. But there's also some rules around that, like if you're married or not. So there's some significant potential tax breaks could be easily overlooked. Like, what about if your child is an adult in school? Can they deduct some of their supplies? Have to go out and buy a lot of school supplies. I know from having a daughter in college for a lot of years, sometimes that could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Are those deductible? Let's go with Susan Spears. She's the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, our favorite CPA in Utah. Hello, Susan.
Hello, how are you today? I think you're hitting the button right on the nose.
I love when I hit the button on the nose.
I thought it was interesting that you brought up the student loan interest first thing. I mean, you know, it's one of those overlooked things. For how many years now have our people had a break on not having to pay back student loans? Mm-hmm. And now that they're back in the picture, you can deduct student loan interest on the face of your return. It's a deduction. It's not an itemized deduction. It's a deduction from your gross income. So you can deduct that up to $2,500. So that's a pretty good little enhancement, I guess,
sure,
or break for you as you file your tax return.
Okay, Susan, that's a crucial little nugget because I just assumed if you take the standardized deduction, that's it. That's the only deduction you get. But you're saying you can tack that on. How does that work?
So it's part of the adjusted gross income calculation. So you have, you know, you're going to add up your wages, interest, dividends, all that kind of stuff. And then there you can do some adjustments to the gross income. And student loan interest is one of them, up to $2,500. I mean, there are educator expenses, self-employed health insurance. If you have like a little Schedule C, your own business, you can, and you're paying for your health insurance out of that, you can deduct that. So there, you know, your IRA deduction. I mean, I think that we forget about some of these things because, to your point, we just think, I don't make a lot of money. I don't have enough to itemize. And we just default standard deduction, but we forget about some of these little things.
Is there anything else that stands out to you, Susan, as one of those, it seems like a little bit of money, but it really starts to add up? For example, I was reading a Kiplinger report earlier, and it says you can deduct your jury pay because some employers require employees to surrender their jury pay if they're getting paid by their employer at the same time they're serving on jury duty. And so Kiplinger reports this is like an overlooked deduction, because if you're not getting supplemented by your employer while you're on jury duty, you know, then you can deduct your, or if you have to pay that back to your employer, mm-hmm, you get to deduct it from your taxes. So I love that little tip. I mean, not all of us are called to jury duty, but when we are, you know, we want to make sure we're taking advantage of that as a tax deduction. Is there anything else that you're seeing on your radar that we miss?
You know, there's another thing. Those that are drawing out of their retirement plans, you know, at age 73 now, you have what's called the required minimum distribution. If you don't itemize, but you want to contribute, if you want to do a donation, let's say, but you don't make enough to itemize, as you could have that required minimum distribution go to a qualified charitable institution, charitable organization. So what that means is you will not report the RMD, but you also don't report the charitable donation. So they net each other out. So you're going to still get the 1099-R, if you will, for, let's say, $50,000, but it's going to indicate that you gave that to charity. So you're not going to report it as income. And you can do that up to $100,000. But let's say you don't, you know, you're married filing joint and your distribution's $20,000, but you want to give it to charity, but you don't make enough to itemize, you won't report that at all. I mean, there's some good tax planning around these RMDs that I think we forget about.
What's an RMD again?
So that's the required minimum distribution.
Oh, it's an acronym for that. Okay.
It's an acronym. Yeah. I'm in CPA speak.
Well, look at Susan. If I am 73 years old and I can take $100K out of my 401K and just give it to charity, that's some pretty clean living right there. I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to be in that level of a tax bracket to be able to afford to do that. But those who are, I mean, it's something worth considering.
Well, yeah, and I think even if you're in that lower bracket but still want to do some charitable giving, but you don't reach that, you're not over that standard deduction threshold, you know, there's an opportunity there. You know, you're not going to pay income on the distribution because you gave it to a charitable organization, but you're still going to get the standard deduction. It's a little bit of a win-win. You know?
It's good to know, something we don't think about every day.
Especially crucial if you're hovering, you know, above or around kind of that dividing line on tax brackets. You know, maybe a few thousand dollars or $10,000 could make a difference in the rate that you pay.
Absolutely. It's kind of, you know, this is the time right now we're filing our 2023 taxes. So we're probably wishing, oh, I wish I would have done that in December. But start thinking about these things for the 2024 year, because we know that in 2025 there are going to be some changes. We just don't know what.
Hey, that's a great piece of advice, Susan. Thank you. Yeah, tax planning can't happen on January 15th. The year's already done. You've got to plan throughout the year, you know, and that's a great piece of advice. Thank you, Susan Spear, CEO of Utah Association of CPAs.
Our eyes now focused on this messy situation going on Mountain View Corridor. It is like the tale of two completely different cities. It is not snowing downtown the way it is on Mountain View Corridor at 118 South. Traffic is sparse, moving very slowly. And Heather, that's a mess out there. What is going on? Heather Kelly in the traffic center for us.
Well, these are lake effect snow squalls that are moving across the west side of the Salt Lake Valley and also in a little bit of Tooele County as well. I-80 all morning long has just been a nightmare for people getting on from SR-36 onto I-80 in both directions there. But on Mountain View Corridor, that is getting walloped right now. So if you are moving between about 145th South down in Harriman, all the way up into West Jordan at 90th South, it is snow-covered, slushy, can barely see the lanes of travel. That is how fast the snow is coming down.
Heather Kelly, thank you for that update, because we are looking at a traffic camera right now, and it is exactly as you described it. Just everybody is moving at a snail's pace. You can barely see the lines. You can't even see the lines from my point of view. But yeah, very, very cautious driving right now.
Today's the deadline where former President Trump had to come up with almost $500 million to satisfy a judgment he lost in New York. And the former president just got some excellent news. We'll get into that next.